This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is, Chris, what would you say, dreary? Is that the best
gloomy
way? Gloomy. Yeah, all the, oh man, those adjectives. We thought like, and then in 2 days from now, it's going to be sunny.
Oh, it's going to be full on summer, but late spring, early
majestic
summer, but without the hockey.
For clean out day.
Jim! You have no faith. No faith, Jim. Follow us on Twitter for all those great observations, like the ones Jim gives you, at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. All right, there's a lot of sound. Jim, did you notice that this morning? Give big ups to everybody who got all that sound done.
Yeah, I wonder who that was.
You, because you were at the game. I wanted to set you up there.
No, actually, it wasn't.
Yeah, Jeff, I wonder who did that.
Yes, so we got in here this morning. A lot of sound from the
Josh
Penguin
Roundtree
game. Great job by those
Chris
guys.
Bull.
And I go through all that stuff, and Chris and I did this morning very early, and one thing really, it strikes you, and Chris, I think you put it the absolute best way possible. You just said, it just sounds off when you hear it.
It hits your ear funny.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean the audio quality, because these guys, as we just mentioned, did a terrific job yesterday.
Not these guys, Jeff. So it does, it hits your ear funny when you hear this. So give a listen, and hey, this is the time of year, especially when you're losing, where you make a lot out of a little.
Yep.
I don't know if this is making a lot out of a little. You scratch your head because, as Chris says, it hits your ear funny. Give a listen to this real quick answer from Phil Kessel.
What are the adjustments?
You guys have to ask the coaches that, you know, they're the guys that make the adjustments, and you know, we just play.
I just work here. That's what he said. I just work here.
Again, I don't want to make too much of this, but can't you fake it and say, hey, we've all got to pull the rope a little harder. We all got to get in there. We got it. Phil is not filled with cliches. We understand that.
He's not the most diplomatic guy in the room.
Nor is he one that is, what's the word? Loquacious, I guess. Vociferous, either one of those sort of things. But can't you fake it? This is,
hey, we all got to step up and make adjustments.
You guys have to ask the coaches that. You know, they're the guys that make the adjustments, and you know, we just play.
And I don't want to go all Toronto media on Phil here.
No, me either. I'm just trying to get in his head here.
But that's a. I just work here. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you. I just work here.
Okay, I'll make a little bit out of it. When you give an answer like that, and hey, Phil speaks the truth, right?
Uh-huh.
As he sees it, that we just ask the coaches, we just play. Well, then play better. You know, I mean, that's.
Or is he saying that the system we're running right now we don't like?
What we're doing now may be what we want to do, but coach wanted us to do something completely different starting this series. And we didn't like it.
What were you going to say, Jim?
Go ask the coach to put me back on Malkin's line.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
that's another way you can kind of look at that kind of. So you can look at it all. He got a few looks out there with Gensel and Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Very few, but
why isn't he playing with Malkin though? Why isn't he playing with
Malkin? Because McCann's got to be there because he's not on the top line because Simone's got to be there, right? I mean, is that our trickle down here? Simone on the top line?
I would suspect that you're going to see some different configurations tomorrow.
But we've seen all the I don't want to say we've seen all the configurations
but it may not
we
matter.
Can.
It may not
but,
matter.
But you know, we've
does
seen
Hornquist well, need to play with the top line, or he's not doing much. You know,
I know one thing, and you could talk about Gensel's pass not being the best in the world. But if anybody else, if Rust, Hornquist, or Jared McCann is out there on that 3-on-1 at the end of the second period, something tells me there's a better chance it gets finished.
I know a second thing, that whenever this team really had it going in the regular season is a different animal than the playoffs. Whenever they had it going in the regular season, Jim, Phil Kessel and Phil and Evgeny Malkin played together on a line.
Yeah, I've never understood why Hornquist doesn't mix with Crosby and Gensel. I think it does. And the thing is that they're afraid of putting Malkin and Kessel on the same line because you get zero defense in your own end out of those guys. And that's why they would put Rust on a line with them. And I wouldn't really have a problem with that. if you went back with Hornquist, with Crosby and Gensel, and then put and then put Russ with Malkin and Kessel.
I just work here. I'm going to be working in Phoenix next year. I don't, this just sounds, it's not insubordination, believe me, and I don't want to make too much of this, but it just sounds like, don't blame
me. What do you want from me?
Don't blame me. And you know who's to blame? Phil Kessel, Sidney Crosby, Patrick Hornquist, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, Jake Gensel. Guys that are saddled with the responsibility of putting the puck in the net, and they're not doing it.
The guys, so
42-some million bucks.
$43.5 million between what? The half dozen guys you just mentioned. $43.5 million. And what do we have? Three goals between all of them?
Minus 10, right? Between those guys?
Well, Sid was a minus three yesterday.
Yeah.
No, you get the
empty net. I'm sorry,
the empty
two goals. 6 points. And a combined minus 10.
It comes, and look, we all understand Phil Kessel's personality, or at least we don't understand it, and that's right. What we understand.
And I think that's why we're trying not to make more out of this than maybe you might if it were someone else, because it is Phil, and this is just the way he is. But that just sounds like, I don't know, I just work here.
Yeah, it's the Islanders system that is really stopping the Penguins, and they don't seem to have much of an answer, and it feels like even now the players are starting to get a bit frustrated. Hence the Phil Kessel comments. Joe and Penn Hills. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Joe's here to talk hockey. Joe, you're like the deepest baseball guy that we know. What is going on with you? Check your temperature.
I'm all sports. I just,
he's well-rounded.
Yeah. Listen, I remember in 91, guys, when Stevens, we were down 3-1 to Washington. And, man, he got on that interview. And he says, there is no way we're losing. We're taking this next three games, and that's it, and we're going. I mean, it was dramatic. These guys, well, we got to do this. Yeah, we got to do that. No power, no fire, no anything. And they look like they just want to go. They're ready to golf on Wednesday. And I feel real bad about that. But with all their talent, like you say, $43 million for 6-7 guys. And I'm watching these games, and there's no fire, you guys. I feel real bad about that, but
Joe,
that's what it's about.
Is that on them or is that on the coach?
It's a mixture. I think Solly's losing them. I think next year, if he don't start out strong and he has a bad start, he's going to be a Bowsman. I mean, you know, the Stanley Cups are over. That's a couple years. Bowsman won one. The guy from the Blackhawks won three, and they finally
Quinville,
eliminated him. So it's just going to be what it's going to be. We'll just wait it out.
I agree. I like Joe. Joe's a great dude.
Yeah.
I talked to him a bunch of times.
Joe.
Talked to him at Pirate Fest.
Yes.
Really good guy. He's
I remember
Dan
when
Bylsma
that,
fan.
I
right.
remember when Dan Bylsma lost
yes,
the room.
No, come on. Joe came up to me because
I like him.
Joe came up to me and he goes, I'll have you know I'm an old timer. That's how he introduced himself to me. But he does make a lot of great points. 3-1's different than 3-0, though. You know, it just feels like they're absolutely demoralized.
And if
right
they
now
had shown any energy in the third period yesterday, maybe you'd feel like, okay, maybe this is one of those lightning in a bottle teams that turns it around. But all the momentum, all the things they were doing right in March, it's all gone. It's all vaporized. Feels like it was years ago.
Ron's in the car. Ron's on the fan. Hey, Ron, is this coaching? Is this players? Is this a mixture of both? I don't know how we got here, but now we play the blame game. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I got to give all the credit to Barry. He's went against his team many times, especially in the playoffs. He knows how to shut down the Crosby line. He's done it before.
Well, let me ask you this, because that is like something sexy to say today over the past couple days or over the past, I don't know, 8 days or so, right? So Ron in the car calls in and says that. How many times has Barry Trotz really beat the Penguins, though?
Well, last year he beat us.
Okay, how many times has he lost to the Penguins, though?
But the whole thing is he's figured out a way to do it.
Well, that is the better way to go with it then.
I don't.
Maybe he's figured it out over all those losses and all that time being frustrated that now he's kind of turned the corner. But people are making it out to be, and maybe it's just me misunderstanding it or people not phrasing it correctly. People are making it out to be like he has unlocked Sidney Crosby from the time that he's played against him in the playoffs. I don't think so. He's sustained a lot of defeats at Sidney Crosby's hands in playoff history.
Well, namely 16-17.
Right.
I mean, but when you look at look,
but recently, yes.
There's probably some truth to that, right? The last seven games, postseason games, the last seven postseason games, Barry Trotz has coached against Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins. He has won seven. I mean, that's where we're at with this. So there is something to Trotz figuring out the Penguins a bit, but there is also something to the players who Trotz is coaching right now buying into what he's asking them to do. Last year, it was the Caps down 2-0, buying into what Trotz wanted them to do. This year, it's the Islanders coming in and everybody picking the Penguins to beat them.
There's an
Trotz saying, do this and you'll win.
There's also, when you look in the mirror, though, an uninspired quotient with the Pittsburgh Penguins all the way back to, like, Christmas, outside of the outdoor game. And
outside of that, yeah, from February 23rd through, like, the last week of March.
Outside, all the way back to the start of the year. From the outdoor game till the end. It's been just a season that's kind of gone on with motions. You know, it doesn't feel like they want to beat the hell out of teams every night when they go out there.
And it doesn't. Is this just I don't want to use this term because it's been 2 years now since they won, but is this a delayed cup hangover? I mean, is the cup hangover lasting twice as long because they won two back-to-back? I don't know, but you're right. The same passion, the same fire that you would see from a team when they're down 3-1 going to the third period of a game where they're about to be down 3-0, you didn't see from those guys yesterday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.